This would be about 1940. And at the time, I was interested in learning the violin. I'd also made this one-string fiddle, actually a present for my father-in-law. I hadn't given him yet. Anyway, I told them, so the lad said, bring it in. And we had it in the measurement room. I was playing this thing, and the old man, as we called him, old Walter Blanchard, the chemist in charge of the lab, he came past. Somebody said, here comes old Walter. And so I stopped playing this thing, and he comes in. Did I hear some sort of music coming from here? It was just during the lunch break. So I said, yes, it's this one-string fiddle I've made, Mr. Blanchard. Oh, he looked very stern. He said, don't you know, boy, that it's illegal to bring musical instruments into the factory at any time, and certainly not to play them. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Blanchard, I see it happens. Yes, you see it doesn't happen again. More serious action will be taken over an offence such as this. That is the sort of formal way the place was sort of run in those days. But not that it really made much difference to us lads who were about in our late teens, early 20s, and didn't really give a monkeys one way or the other. So, yes, that's the story of the one-string fiddle.